So, Adam, can you tell us a bit about how this issue came to your attention?
So it came to my attention purely by leaving work.
Yeah.
I left work on a few occasions, and there's just some pretty distressing sights of several lorikeets that, you know, have obviously flown into the window. Some have made it, some haven't. And it was time to do something about actually addressing the root cause of the problem, and rather than just taking, you know, the alive birds to the vet and burying the ones that didn't make it. So I posted a video and a photo on Twitter and sort of, you know, called the university and the mm-hmm. Queensland Brain Institute to take some action. And they contacted me pretty much straight away. And then the following day, we had a solution put in place in about half a day, which was excellent action.
Yeah, that's a very fast response. So the solution itself is this thing called a Zen curtain. Can you explain to us a bit how that works?
Yeah, so the Zen curtain was developed by a group in America called the American Bird Conservancy, the ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a whole bunch of solutions that prevent birds flying through windows, like stickers and things you can hang up over the windows, as well as things that people can just do at home themselves really easily. And the Zen curtain is just a series of ropes that's suspended from the top of the building to the bottom over the glass. The cords that they use are actually, I think, the same in parachute cords. And it just creates these striation patterns over mm-hmm. the windows. So where the reflection's coming from, the birds just don't fly towards it because they see it as an obstruction. It's already working here for us at the Queensland Brain Institute, because my supervisor mentioned to me that he saw a bird do a complete 180 U-turn away from the window after nearly sort of flying towards it. So it's just a way to actually stop birds even wanting to fly towards it, because they just see it as an obstruction. They see it as an object that they shouldn't fly towards.
Which must be nice to see after seeing them all kind of colliding with it.
Exactly, definitely.
So the university noticed your post and took action pretty quickly. Do you think other places should maybe pay attention to this issue and look at whether they need to implement similar solutions?
Absolutely. I think if there's anywhere that has windows and a view of the sky, there's going to be reflections on there. And I've heard, you know, anecdotally from lots of different places, not even at University of Queensland, you know, even at the ABC mm-hmm. in South Lake Brisbane, that this is a problem that's there as well. And there's so many solutions that are out there today, especially provided by the American Bird Conservancy, that are non-destructive mm-hmm. and good for the birds, good for the environment, and don't actually really alter the aesthetic of buildings very much at all. So it sort of keeps everyone happy.
So there's sort of no reason not to implement them.
Absolutely. I think there's, you know, enough out there that is cost effective to prevent, you know, mass death of the
Well, I mean,
birds.
Yeah, so if you can take small action to kind of prevent birds dying, you think people
exactly.
would be pretty up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, you can be creative with it as well. So I think there's lots of things that you can do that maybe make the building look nicer. So there are art installations you can put on, stickers on the windows that just prevent reflections, but maybe reflect something about the building you work at. There are places that put up these, you know, LED panels with videos. There's even a special film that you can put over that's polarized, that the birds see as a solid object, but humans don't actually see.
So you can't even tell it's there.
Can't even tell that it's there. So, like, there's so many non-destructive options available mm-hmm. For this that are relatively easy to put in place. It's just about having enough, you know, care and action to put it
yeah.
in place. And I think, you know, Queensland Brain Institute, University of Queensland, definitely had that as their priority. We have wonderful wildlife here on campus that they care about. So
mm-hmm.
We were very lucky that they were very willing to work with me and a bunch of other postdocs and students here.
So hopefully we can see the same solution implemented elsewhere. Thank you so much for joining us
yeah.
this morning and telling us a bit about it.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Great initiative. Absolutely. Thanks so much.